Hello, everybody. Welcome to Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Red Conrad, Red Conrad's Wellness Alternatives. Some of you may also know me as Reverend Dr. Red from ReverendDrRed.com or Spiritual Messiah Ministries. In this episode, we are going to be covering diabetes in the first half, and I'm going to be going over a little bit about arthritis towards the second half of this episode. Now, first talking about diabetes, I would like to reference, you can go over to the blog site, redconrad.com, click on blog, and you'll be taken to all the recent blog posts. Now, and there you'll see an article titled, Suffer from Diabetes, Here's How to Relieve Type 1 and Cure Type 2. If you go there, you will find links to a lot of sources and information, as well as some products that I recommend for assistance with diabetes. Now, as you know from the other blog posts, had you read them, or if you've listened to the first few podcast episodes, you'd know that I myself have diabetes type 2, and diabetes can be caused by your immune system attacking itself. That will be type 2, which is, it could be genetic, it could be brought on by your diet, it could be brought on by antibiotics, vaccinations. If you have diabetes, the use of antibiotics or vaccinations only makes you more susceptible to other illnesses that diabetes could bring on, which would include vision problems like cataracts or vision loss, blindness, possible nerve damage, kidney damage, heart issues, heart attack, stroke, that kind of thing. Now, if you are diabetic, you already know pretty much the difference between the different diabetes. If you're not diabetic, type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent. Type 1 diabetes, they need to constantly regulate their blood sugar levels, and they need to take insulin regularly because their body either does not produce any insulin whatsoever, or produces so little that it really doesn't have any effect. And that's usually from birth. Type 2 could be genetic. It could start out while you're a child. It could develop later on in life. If you're genetically predisposed, but you don't have it as a child, you could develop it later on in life through, bad eating. What I mean by bad eating, I don't mean like you don't put the food down like a lot of myths suggest, or you're constantly running to fast food, not that fast food helps, as some myths suggest. What I mean by bad food, I mean all these foods that are owned by Big Food that I covered in one of my blog posts over at redconrad.com. A lot of these big food companies own the vast majority of the brands that we buy. Which is why I say, in that particular blog post, I recommend you buy organic. Non-GMO or organic, but if you're going to go for non-GMO, make sure it's an independently owned brand. The reason why I say that is because there are non-GMO brands that are owned by White Wave, that White Wave has traded out the non-GMO ingredients for GM ingredients because they're cheaper and they only care about profits, not people. So now these brands that were trusted as non-GMO brands and are still being consumed by people, because the trust is there in the brand name, they're no longer getting the quality of the product that they thought they once had. So, I'm talking General Foods, General Mills, Kellogg's, Post, that company, I can't remember off the top of my head how to pronounce it, that spun off of Kraft. Um, No, these brands own a lot of our food brands. So, what I mean by bad food is eating those brands and the brands they own. All right? Eating stuff like that could cause diabetes, particularly if you're genetically predisposed to diabetes. And if you are suffering from diabetes currently, you're also at a higher risk of Parkinson's and other such diseases diabetes can bring on. Now, it's really important to know who owns who, that you buy independently owned non-GMO or organic brands. But if you do go organic and the organic brand happens to be owned by a big food brand, a big food company, you know you're still getting organic because there are laws in place that govern organics. Not so much non-GMO. Now, the problem with diabetes is, you know, type 1, like I said, the body isn't producing enough insulin, if any at all. Type 2 diabetes, the pancreas is producing insulin, but what's happening more often than not is that first the pancreas will produce too much insulin in order to control the blood sugars, and then naturally it starts to slow down because, well, there's too much insulin levels there, so it's going to stop pushing, and then it can't keep up. So the pancreas struggles to keep the blood sugar at normal levels. As a result, the blood sugar levels are often too high, and as the glucose or the sugar builds up in the blood, it could lead to problems with your eyes, kidneys, nerves, and your heart, as I suggested. Well, as I said earlier. Right up front, your cells are going to be starved for energy because if they use the glucose or the metabolized glucose for energy, for food. Now, in addition to causing other illnesses or issues, such as kidney failure and blindness, diabetes could also cause depression and anxiety. Depression and anxiety, believe it or not, is at a higher rate among diabetics as compared to the general population. Now, if you have not been diagnosed as diabetes and you're not quite sure if you are or not, some signs would include increased urination, nausea, weight loss despite an increased appetite, gradual weight gain, dehydration, fatigue, frequent infections, leg cramps, or mood swings. Diabetes could be caused, like I said, by genetics. It could be caused by your weight and diet, like I said, your lifestyle. Not by lifestyle, I mean, like, if you're inactive. For argument's sake, let's say you're a truck driver or you work in an office building. So most of your day you're sitting behind a wheel, you're sitting behind a computer at a desk. And then from there you go home, you lounge around on the couch. Activity you might get is walking into the backyard to have a barbecue or take a dip in the pool or check your mailbox. And obviously, you know, running to the supermarket to pick up some food. That's very little exercise, very little activity. You know, you're basically living a very lazy lifestyle. Now, if you go for walks every day, every few days, ride a bike, you know, you don't have to go to the gym, you don't got to run every day, you don't got to bike ride every day, you know, just a simple 5-minute walk every day or every other day, or a bike ride. Even in the wintertime, when there's snow on the ground, go take your family out sledding. You know, there's different things you can do to increase your activity and lower your chances of becoming diabetic, or if you have diabetes, that you can start the reversal process. Now, obviously, it's well known that diabetics need to watch their diet. It's recommended that diabetics exercise and measure their blood sugar. And some say stay away from sweets altogether. Now, I personally believe that a piece of cake or candy is perfectly fine. Obviously, some diabetics are more severe than others, and based on the meal you just had, you know if your body can handle that piece of cake or piece of candy or not. But if you're buying non-GMO or organic foods, and you make your own cake, or you make your own candies, brownies, etc., out of those non-GMO and organic sources and you don't use any additives, that's perfectly fine. My personal opinion. Obviously, you still got to regulate your blood sugar. You still shouldn't overindulge, but... And it may not have the taste of, say, Betty Crocker, because you're using all non-GMO and organic ingredients, so it's going to have a different taste. But there's no additives. It's all natural sugars. There's no added sugars or anything like that. Now, because diabetes is directly related to the insulin production, which is through the pancreas, and the insulin metabolizes the glucose so that the cells can eat it and use it for energy, is considered a metabolic disorder. Type 2 diabetes is considered a autoimmune disorder because your body is pretty, basically your body is attacking itself. It's attacking the pancreas. Type 1 diabetes is the most severe. My research has not shown yet a way to reduce the risk of future chances. I mean, to prevent or cure diabetes, the type 1 diabetes. But you can reduce the risk and you can prevent future illnesses that are caused by diabetes and find relief of your diabetic symptoms. Type 2 diabetics can actually reverse their diabetes. For type 1 and type 2 diabetics, is ultra important. You can switch to a non-GMO and organic diet. Now, this diet would include things like your grass-fed beef, your free-range chicken and eggs, wild-caught fish, as well as your non-GMO and organic fruits and vegetables. All right, so instead of buying your Tyson chicken, go for the non-GMO or organic chicken. Go for the free-range chicken. Same thing with the beef. As far as your fruits and vegetables are concerned, make sure it's non-GMO verified, third-party verified, or organic. It's a lot safer and a lot healthier because you're not getting all the additives, you're not getting all those chemicals, and you're not getting any of that added sugars, or the synthetic nutrients that might be added to foods. Now, as far as controlling the diabetes, more of your type 2, to help reverse it and possibly cure your type 2 diabetes, I recommend what's called Lifestyle Mix and Boost. You can find these products over at redconrad.com, and click on Health Products. It'll take you to the Health Products market page where you can look at the different products. You could opt to buy more than just those two products, but like I said, I recommend Lifestyle Mix and the Boost. The Lifestyle Mix is basically a shake, which is full of vitamins and minerals, probiotics and prebiotics, that support the metabolic and immune systems. And the Boost is a berry-flavored greens and fruits blend that also has some herbs in it. And what the Boost does is it boosts your immune system, and it helps reduce the risk of falling ill to colds and flus, which you definitely don't want to have happen if you're diabetic. Yeah, it could worsen your situation. Now, with these two products combined, you're basically between boosting your immune system, right? That's going to assist your pancreas, which is ability to produce that insulin properly. And then between the probiotics and prebiotics, you're helping your metabolic system, which will help the insulin be metabolized. I mean, the glucose be metabolized. The Lifestyle Mix, just so you know, contains chromium, zinc, magnesium, vitamin B6, B7, Garcinia, Cambogia, cinnamon extract, and tea extract, all which help the metabolic system and could reverse type 2 diabetes. The B vitamins help the cells absorb the broken down glucose, which helps bring blood sugar levels to a normal reading. The chromium is a nutrient that is involved in normal carbohydrate and lipid metabolism. Foods high in chromium can improve the glucose tolerance factor in your body and naturally balance out blood glucose levels. The magnesium helps metabolize the glucose. Cinnamon naturally lowers your blood sugar levels and increases sensitivity to insulin. And the zinc promotes healthy insulin function and natural blood sugar control. Now, obviously, you don't have to purchase my products to get these nutrients, but if you do decide to use another supplement for these nutrients, as I suggested, it must be non-GMO sourced or organic sourced. It must be top quality nutrients so that your body can absorb it, because as diabetics, we do have a problem absorbing nutrients. So it is very important it's non-GMO sourced or organic sourced, and it is very important that the nutrients are micronized to help guarantee maximum absorption. And as I suggested, you know, as I stated, I recommend a non-GMO or organic diet because you're not getting all the extra additives, you're not getting all the added sugars or the synthetic nutrients. You won't be getting any of the antibiotics or hormones that are added to the meats. All right, so it's very important you switch to a non-GMO or organic diet. And whether you use my products or not, it's very important you find a company non-GMO sourced or organic sourced that contains vitamins B6 and 7, chromium, magnesium, cinnamon, and zinc. I also recommend, you know, the tea extract. Now, I also have available non-GMO teas and matches, which is like very strong tea. Well, at redconrad.com, click on beverages, and you'll see all the teas there. Now, the reason why most people aren't aware that diabetes, at least type 2 diabetes, can be reversed and possibly cured is because, unfortunately, diabetes is a multi-million dollar industry. So, a lot of doctors and government agencies are in it for the money, as are the so-called trusted sites like WebMD.com. Even though, I guess, I do occasionally list them as a source of information on a few of my blog posts, but that's not the point. That some of their information is accurate, but they're going to be pushing doctors and they're going to be pushing prescription drugs, which are not good for anybody, particularly diabetics, because, well, just read the laundry list of side effects and potential things that each prescription drug can potentially cause. Man, unfortunately for pharmaceutical companies, if it's well known that type 2 diabetes could be prevented or cured by going back to an all-natural, as in non-GMO and organic diet, and as a whole, we start shying away from overprocessed foods, use of GMOs and chemicals, their profits on diabetes, medications, is going to plummet because there's no longer going to be a profit in the diabetes industry. So they don't want us to know that type 2 diabetes can be reversed and possibly cured. And I am still doing some research into type 1 diabetes. If I find anything else out about type 1 diabetes, about a possible reversal there, I will let you know. But as of right now, you can find relief of the symptoms, but even with switching to a non-GMO organic diet and using a non-GMO sourced supplement, you do still need to watch your blood sugar levels and take your insulin as needed. You may or may not see better levels. I can't say one way or the other based on my research about that one. But type 2 can be reversed and potentially cured. And aside from pharmaceutical companies, you know, Big Food would also take a huge hit because, you know, Big Food's making their money on all these processed foods, which causes diabetes in the first place. I'm going to say, before I end this segment, you know, I've been on these products myself. I mean, I use the Lifestyle Mix, Lifestyle Capsules, and the DFT. And then for, you know, my migraines and my depression and anxiety, I also use the Expand myself. You know, so I use a number of these products. I've been using them for several months now, and I do believe it is helping in more than one way. But it's not a magic thing, all right? It's proper nutrition that's going to get the body functioning properly, basically. Well, it's not going to, you know, be like magic where you start taking it today and by tomorrow you're all better. It's going to take a few weeks to start seeing results. And it could be several months, depending on the severity of your diabetes, before, if you're type 2, before you'll start seeing a reversal. Or if your doctor will say, well, it's actually cured. It could take several months, maybe a year or more. It depends on how bad your type 2 diabetes is. Type 1, like I said, I can't say that it will cure it or reverse it. But if you are producing at least a little bit of insulin, you might start producing more insulin. I don't know for certain. If you are type 1 diabetic listening to this and you do happen to go to redconrad.com, click on health products and order these products and use them for a while, and it does help your diabetes, where your doctor says that it's going into near remission, or your numbers are reading at least 50% better than they were beforehand, please let me know. You can contact me through redconrad.com. And I'd love to hear that. Obviously, if you start taking the products now, you know, you wouldn't really have an answer for me for a few months down the road, maybe a year down the road of using the products. Let your body really start healing and let the nutrients do their job and let your body do its job. But if you do, you start using the products, type 1 diabetics, and you do see at least a 50% change for the better in your diabetes, I would definitely love to hear from you. Again, you can go to redconrad.com, click on contact, and you can either email me, Facebook message me, or you can fill out the contact form and let me know how it's been helping you. I probably spoke a little fast during this segment, but I do have a tendency to speak forever. If you follow my podcast at all, you know that. And I'm trying to cover two topics in one episode here. So I probably did speak a little too fast. If you want, you can go back and re-listen to it, or fill out the contact form at redconrad.com, or email me, Facebook message me. The links are there at redconrad.com on the contact page. And ask me some questions and I'll answer them for you. Or we can hop on the phone and chat about it. Or you could also read the information I have about diabetes in the blog post I did on diabetes. Redconrad.com, click on blog. It's the blog post called Suffer from Diabetes. Here's how to relieve type 1 and cure type 2. All right, I will see you in just a minute. I'll be right back with the second half of this episode, covering a little bit of information about arthritis. All right, hello everybody, Red Conrad, back with the second part of this episode, discussing arthritis. Excuse me. Now, as you know, I do run my blog. I'm running similar content right now as on my blog. So if you go over to redconrad.com, go to the blog. You'll see a blog post titled "Suffer with Arthritis, Here's What to Do." And there'll be more information there than I'm going to be stating here. But there's actually more than 200 illnesses and diseases that are under the arthritis or arthritic umbrella. The general information here will be able to offer relief to most, if not all, of the different arthritic diseases. But I'm making reference primarily to rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, because they are the primary two types that, you know, the vast majority have. And we'll be covering specifically the other arthritic diseases in the future. Not a lot of people, rightfully so, say that osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis are two different arthritises, but they are both still arthritis. The primary difference is that osteoarthritis is a disease that happens in the tissue in between the joints as you get older from normal wear and tear. It's believed that it can be genetic. It is treated differently, prescription medication-wise, than rheumatoid arthritis is. Osteoarthritis, it is possible to have issues in one knee, not the other, one hand, not the other, or only in one joint, and the rest of them are fine. Whereas rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, similar to diabetes. You know, as with diabetes, the immune system is attacking the pancreas. Your body with rheumatoid arthritis is basically attacking the joints, the tissue in the joints. And it's also believed that that it could be genetic, aside from other causes such as, you know, osteoarthritis, weight, injury, infections. Rheumatoid arthritis can also be caused by a weakened or compromised immune system. So if you have diabetes, you could develop rheumatoid arthritis. And very similarly, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, you could develop diabetes type 2. Now, both RA and OA experience joint pain, deformed joints. The tissue in the joints is still being worn out. You know, they're still going to create swelling. But osteoarthritis can cause the growth of bone spurs. And rheumatoid arthritis can also affect tissues such as your lungs, skins, and skin in your eyes. Alright? So it's like with diabetes, if you have RA, you're looking at the possibility of, you know, a higher risk of developing vision problems. As a lot of people suggest with osteoarthritis, if you're overweight, that could be the reason why you're arthritic. It's not the only reason. So yes, if you lose some weight, you're reducing that stress on the joints, particularly your knees, which will help the situation, but it's not the only reason why you develop osteoarthritis. And it is possible to be a little bit heavier than the average person and not have osteoarthritis. It all really depends on how strong is your immune system, how healthy is your diet, how active is your lifestyle. And the arthritis can also be made worse if you're constantly under stress. If you have a very stressful job, or your home life is stressful, or combination of both, like in my case growing up was stressful. Not that my home life now grown isn't stressful, because it is. I mean, like everybody else, I got bills to worry about. I got my family I gotta worry about. You know, I don't like seeing them sick. I don't like seeing me sick. But that's a different kind of stress. It's not a constant stress, like where if you go to work and you hate your job, you hate your coworkers, you hate your boss, you hate what you do, you just kind of settled because you need the money, you need the income. Those kind of stress levels, or even if you're in a, even if you're doing a job that you do like, but you accepted a promotion that just puts too much pressure on you. You know, you're fine doing the job at the level beneath where you're at now, but now that you're up at that higher level with that much more responsibility, you can't handle that extra stress. That kind of stress can actually make your arthritis worse. Because you know, being stressed out does directly affect your immune system. It is also possible to have both RA and OA at the same time in different joints. By overuse of a joint, what I mean is, like, if you're a sports player or an Olympian, or you go to the gym and you exercise too much without enough rest in between the exercises, you're overusing your joints. You're exercising too much, not enough rest, or you're practicing too hard, you're overusing those joints. That's what I'm talking about there. Now, as you know, from earlier podcasts, or this one, I don't remember actually if I've mentioned it or not, and if you've been following the blog at all, you know that I have rheumatoid arthritis myself. The first visible signs of my RA showed at about age 10, but I didn't really have much of the pain until roughly 17 years old. After that, pretty much every year, it seems to get more and more painful. Now, obviously, when you're young, the pain isn't really so bad. It really just starts kicking in when you're writing or typing. Or when you get your first job or two, you're on your feet staying in the same spot forever, and your knees might get stiff. But, you know, as life goes on, you get older, and you start working to support yourself or support your family. You know, you could be working an overnight shift, doing stock, and kneeling down to stock the bottom shelf. You could be a carpenter, and you know, you're down on, kneeling down, doing whatever. And your knees are stiff as a board, and it's extremely painful trying to stand up. Or your wrists and fingers can lock in place as you try to count your drawer out if you're a cashier, make a cash drop. Or, again, as a carpenter or construction worker, as you turn on that screwdriver. Your elbow cracks, your shoulder gets stiff as you hammer away putting up a new roof. You know, arthritis not only could get worse as it goes untreated, but it could also cause future problems, as I said earlier. It could cause vision problems, it could cause, RA could also cause lung problems or skin issues. And all these problems could be prevented, and the progression of the arthritis could be halted. Now, it really doesn't matter what line of work that you're in, or which type of arthritis you have. The fact of the matter is, you still suffer. You still get frustrated because of the stiffness and the pain. You might begin doubting yourself because you feel like you can't do or what you were once able to do, or you can't do it as fast or as well as you were once able to do it. But what if there was a way that you can do everything the way you once could, or as fast as you once could? Because you can. The first step is stop taking all those over-the-counter drugs. Stop taking the prescription drugs you're taking any from your doctors. I don't care if it's prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs. It's still a drug. It's all synthetic garbage. And it may or may not give you pain relief, relieve your symptoms. But it's not going to do anything for the arthritis in the long term. If anything, it's only going to further compromise your body and could create another problem down the road. And if nothing else, just keep on making your arthritis worse. Now, what RA and OA have in common, aside from, you know, they both cause pain, they both affect the joints, is the inflammation. And this inflammation and pain is caused by the deterioration of the tissue in the joints. And the worse it gets, the closer the bones get until they start rubbing together. And this friction is what causes the inflammation. And you could also have the fluid build up in the joints, which could cause pain. And ultimately, when your joints are cracking, that's what you're hearing. It's from all the fluid buildup. Now, I'm not going to say this next part to cause any debate between people with this RA being fake arthritis or whatever. And those that have OA. But the fact of the matter is that RA is actually worse than OA. Because when your joints are swollen due to OA, usually within 30 minutes or so, the swelling will go down. In the morning when you wake up, usually within 30 minutes, the pain will subside. But RA, on the other hand, the swelling doesn't go down. Once the joint's swollen, it's swollen. I mean, if you look at my hands or look at my knees, that's how they look. That's how they've looked for years now, and they just continue to get worse. Now, in your hands and your knees do what mine do, like I said, within a half hour, usually, give or take, if you have OA, they're looking back to normal again, and your pain's probably gone, and give or take that half hour, more often than not. Those of us with RA, our knuckles and our hands are never going to go back down. Our fingers are never going to straighten out. Our knees are never going to go back down, or go back down and go back to looking normal. The swelling is just there. Our joints are deformed. It just is. And if you don't stop the progression, it's going to continue to get worse. And like I said, I'm not here to argue, you know, with between the RA and OA crowd, which one of us is suffering from more pain. The fact of the matter is RA is worse than OA in that sense, but both crowds, the RA and OA crowd, both suffer from pain, both suffer from swelling. They're both a disease that can be stopped, the progression can be halted, and at least when it comes to OA, may be able to be reversed. As far as I know, as far as my research shows anyways, RA we can stop the progression of, but as far as, you know, returning to what our hands and knees and whatnot were supposed to look like, I'm not sure that'll ever happen. But we can at least stop it from getting worse. But for the crowd, the older OA crowd that says that RA is just that fake arthritis or these other false names given to it by the older crowd, RA is in fact an arthritis. It does show up in children. It can and does show up in children, as it did with me. It's just a different type of arthritis that's caused by different factors, but it is still arthritis. And it really annoys me that people will tell somebody that has RA that they don't know what arthritis is, or that they don't have arthritis, or they're too young to have arthritis. They may be too young to have osteoarthritis. They might not have been out in the workforce long enough, or they might not be in the right occupation to develop osteoarthritis. But if they suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, they do, in fact, have a form of arthritis. It was just caused by the immune system as opposed to wear and tear. Now, obviously, maintaining a healthy weight is important in the management of arthritis. As everybody will tell you, you know, if you're overweight, you got to lose that weight, which is kind of frustrating. Everybody thinks that weight is the main factor or the higher factor of arthritis. It isn't, but it is a factor. So if you are overweight, I do recommend, you know, a healthier diet. Try to lose some of that weight. And like I said earlier, the first half of this episode, I understand if you're diabetic, if you happen to be overweight, it could be a little bit of a fight and a little hard to lose that weight, particularly if you're diabetic. But there are things you can do, like I recommended in the first half, the lifestyle mix, and a few of the other products that I'm taking myself, that over time will get the body functioning properly. And if you're overweight, it'll bring your weight down. If you're underweight like I am, it'll gradually bring your weight up. You know, in other words, through the aid of the proper nutrition and your body functioning properly, your weight's going to be managed. It's weight management. So whatever your weight's supposed to be is where you're going to be at after a few months of being on a proper nutritious diet and using properly formulated nutritional supplements. And as I stated already earlier, you know, by losing a couple of pounds, you will be relieving stress on the joints, which is a good thing. And it will help reduce inflammation and the wear and tear, at least on the knees. The healthy weight could be reached, as I said, through a non-GMO and organic diet. And the non-GMO health products, health supplements. And as I said in the first part of this episode, you know, a little bit of exercise. Even if you only go out and do a 5-minute walk, 10-minute walk every other day, or a bike ride every other day. Something as simple as that. Just that little bit of exercise. It's important to stay active. You know, and like I said, you don't need to you know, run out and get a 5-day-per-week gym membership. Just be active. A lot of doctors will recommend that surgery is a necessary treatment, particularly with OA, with the growth of the bone spurs. But personally, I don't necessarily agree that surgery is necessary, only because, one, I have RA, so I can't really vouch that for OA. And despite how bad my knees are, I refuse to have knee surgery done. Now, my grandfather gets knee surgery about every 10 years, and his first surgery, knee surgery, happened probably about when he was my age now. And he swears that, you know, it doesn't help. He says that if anything, he has less movement in the knee than he did before the surgery. And the pain's still there, sometimes worse. And the only reason why he still goes every 10 years is because the knee replacement wears out and he needs to have another one put in. Otherwise, you know, no knee. So, despite how bad my knees are, I refuse to get the knee surgery done. And yes, there have been times where just walking down a strip mall to go to different stores, do some shopping, I'd have to lean up against one of the brick pillars for a minute or two because my knee would get that bad where I literally could not walk on it. I couldn't put any pressure on it. I'd have to lean up against the brick wall for a minute and, well, actually it's probably closer to several minutes and let that pain go away a little bit and try to get my knee to unlock. It just comes out of nowhere. And as I stated earlier, you know, in most cases, medication is suggested. Everything from over-the-counter drugs, such as Tylenol, ibuprofen, which is, you know, Motrin, and aspirin, to prescription drugs are used to treat arthritic pains. And as I stated, I personally disagree with this option as well. You know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that. This is just my personal opinion. But I don't agree with any of these drugs. Because like I said, from experience, these drugs take forever to relieve a fraction of the pain, if they work at all. And many of them could also cause other problems, such as ulcers, which I do have, low blood pressure, that could destroy the liver and kidneys, amongst other issues that could come further down the road from the overuse of these medications. So I personally recommend the more natural route. Now, the best possible route you can go to find arthritic pain relief is nutrition in a healthy, non-GMO and organic diet. I cannot stress that enough. Proper nutrition and a healthy, non-GMO and organic diet. Through a healthy diet and nutrition, your body will be provided with all the nutrients it needs to strengthen your bones, replace the worn collagen and cartilage in the joints, and then reduce inflammation. The nutrients your body needs to prevent the progression of arthritis and reduce the risk of other issues developing, reduce the inflammation and relieve pain, would include glycine, which prevents scleropenia, which is muscle loss or deterioration. It relieves arthritis and processes collagen. It relieves arthritis and produces collagen. It reduces allergic and autoimmune reaction, which would be good for, you know, the RA people. It reduces stress and anxiety, which is good because stress could worsen arthritis. L-glutathione, which fights oxidative stress, reduces inflammation, fights infections, and reduces your risk of heart disease, reduces your risk of diabetes, reduces risk of kidney disease, protects against liver damage, may help treat rheumatoid arthritis, reduces the risk of glaucoma and cataracts, and may treat cystic fibrosis. So not only is the L-glutathione good for the treatment of at least the rheumatoid arthritis, but you can it's also can help you prevent or at least reduce the risk of developing other problems that your arthritis or the medications you're using for your arthritis could cause down the road. Ginger, which strengthens the immune system and it offers pain relief associated with arthritis. Celery extract, which offers arthritis pain relief. It also offers immune system support. It improves your heart health, relieves headaches and migraines, and regulates your blood sugar and insulin, which is cataracts. Rose hips, which treats and prevents rheumatoid arthritis. It also regulates your blood sugar, reduces risk of cardiovascular disease, regulates blood pressure, promotes healthy kidneys. Glucosamine, which relieves symptoms associated with osteoarthritis and pain relief. Natural caffeine, okay? Natural caffeine, not overprocessed caffeine, not synthetic caffeine. Natural caffeine. It promotes liver and colon health, relieves pain, protects against eyelid spasm, cataracts, reduces risk of kidney stones. Now, when I'm saying natural caffeine, I don't mean if you're not a coffee drinker to go out and buy your Folgers or buy Maxwell House, some other ridiculous brand like that. If you're going to go opt for natural caffeine through coffee, go for an organic brand. I will have organic coffee available from redconrad.com here shortly. Right now, if you go to redconrad.com and click on beverages, you will see in the beverage section what's called cafe. It is a coffee beverage, meaning it is a mocha coffee flavored beverage. It does have a little bit of 100% organic, non-GMO coffee in it, but it's also got herbs and other things in it. White willow bark and extract, which offers pain and headache and migraine relief. It soothes stomach disorders and promotes weight management. Vitamin C, which is necessary for the growth, development, and repair of all body tissues. It's involved in many body functions, including formation of collagen, absorption of iron, can boost the immune system, wound healing, and the maintenance of cartilage, bones, and teeth. That's vitamin C. Then we have psyllium seed husk, if I pronounced that correctly, which, again, is weight management, reduces risk of diabetes, regulates blood pressure, detoxifies the body, and it's an anti-inflammatory agent. And we got papaya, weight management, fights and prevents infections, improves heart health, anti-inflammatory, reduces risk and treats macular degeneration, reduces risk of and treats arthritis, and offers immune system support. Vitamin A, supports the immune system, improves vision, supports healthy bones, prevents kidney stones, and repairs tissues. Kelp, promotes healthy bones. Turmeric is an anti-inflammatory agent. Chondroitin, a component of cartilage that helps build connective tissues, can support lubrication and flexibility in the joints. And then we have boswellia, if I pronounce that correctly, which is frankincense, which is an anti-inflammatory agent. Now, the products that I recommend, and again, every single one of these products that I recommend and sell through RedConrad.com are all non-GMO products. They're all the ingredients are derived from crop grown right here in America, and they're all formulated and produced in an FDA-approved building. All right? So, one product that I recommend is called DFT, which is a wearable form of nutrition that contains the white willow natural caffeine. It works great to relieve pain. I use it myself. I use the DFT Premium, but there's four different options you can choose from. Then there's the Activate, which is full of vitamin C, L-glutathione, glycine, natural caffeine, vitamin A, and antioxidants. Then we got the Boost, which, as I said earlier, contains a berry-flavored blend of vegetables, fruits, and herbs that will give your immune system the boost it needs to function properly and fight RA. Then we got Lifestyle Capsules. There's the different formulation for men and for women, which, among other things, contains natural caffeine, white willow, and glucosamine. Then there's the Move, which supports healthy joint function and flexibility. It contains glucosamine, chondroitin, the frankincense, white willow, and curcumin, which is derived from turmeric, which are all ingredients that support healthy joints and offers pain relief. Then there's the form, which supports healthy bones and joints and contains hydrolyzed collagen peptides. The collagen is what the body uses to make strong connective tissues. And, you know, like I said, as we get older, especially those with OA, our ability to produce collagen is diminished and connective tissue breaks down. This product, the form, helps replenish the lost collagen to rebuild the strong tissue. And then we also have available arthritis tea, which contains turmeric and ginger. And as I stated, all of the products are non-GMO. I use them myself. From personal experience, these products do work wonders. But like I said earlier, they're not magic. You need to use them as suggested, and you need to use them continually to see the results and to have lasting results. The longer you use them, the better the results will be. And each of these products, coupled with a non-GMO and organic diet, will have you feeling absolutely amazing and flexible. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that you're going to be 100% pain-free, but I am going to say that you might not feel the pain, because even though it's there, it's going to be at such a low degree, at the point of the day where you'd normally feel it, where you normally got to take that break and reach for your knees and or rub your hands or grab hold of your back, whatever part of your body really starts causing the pain the most at that point of the day, you're going to make it right on through. That severe pain is not going to be there. And when you finally realize that, it's like, it would be like, oh my God, I actually got this done. I even did it a little bit faster than normal. And then it's going to hit you that that's because you didn't have to stop for that minute or so, or a few minutes, or slow down, because that's severe pain. Because if you have any pain at all, it's nowhere as severe as it would be, so you might not even notice it. I mean, from my personal experience with my pains, with the help of these products, there are some days where I don't feel any pain at all. Then there's other days where I'll feel a little bit of pain, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was before I started using these products. And before I started switching my diet over, you know, to non-GMO and organic foods. It is a lot better. So again, that's redconrad.com. Most of these products you will find by clicking on health products. The tea you will find by clicking on beverages over at redconrad.com. But if you're suffering from arthritis, you know, it doesn't have to be OA or RA. It can be any kind of arthritis. If you have arthritic pains, these products will be ones. If you want to read over the ingredients and not listen to my voice in the process, I have all the ingredients, all the nutrients you're looking for, as well as the list of products that you're looking for. In the blog post I did covering arthritis, which would be at redconrad.com, click on blog, and you're looking for the blog post titled "Suffer with Arthritis? Here's What to Do." And there, in that blog post, we'll have the complete rundown of all the information that I put together for RA and OA specifically, you know, like I said, because that's the more common arthritises. But you'll also see the nutrient list of the nutrients you're looking for and what each of those nutrients will do for your arthritic pains. And then below that, you will see the list of the products that I recommend and use myself and absolutely love, and the benefits you will get from those specific products. So thank you for listening to this episode of Red Conrad's Wellness. I will see you on the next episode. God bless.